This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. It is by no means a stretch to say that Hewlett-Packard was present at the creation of Silicon Valley. The origin story is practically legend. Bill Hewlett and Dave Packard started the company out of a garage in Palo Alto in 1939 and innovated like crazy for decades thereafter. But HP hasn't quite been in the innovation business for a good long while now, and as a result, it's had a bumpy time of it. CEO Meg Whitman announced 16,000 layoffs yesterday, bringing the total for this fiscal year to 50,000, 50,000. It's a cycle of cuts that's been going on since 2002. Marketplace's Dan Weissman has more.
Hewlett-Packard's last great innovation came about 30 years ago when it introduced the inkjet printer and the laser printer.
And that started as a small, stumbling little business with low-quality products, and they just kept getting better and better and more competitive.
That's tech writer George Anders. He wrote the book on HP, Perfect Enough, which looked at the company's efforts to reinvent itself in the late 1990s after its work in innovation was over.
So at the boardroom level, HP was always thinking, where's the next printing business?
In other words, too focused on looking for monster hits to tinker around with the little innovations that had made the company great. A series of CEOs came and went. HP bought companies and cut workers. A 2008 layoff made at least one list of all-time biggest mass firings, and this year's cut is twice as big. However, tech analysts say the company has a future. For one thing, it's now the old dinosaur. HP's major revenue comes from serving giant corporate clients, and that comes with advantages.
The case for legacy companies is always that they have existing client relationships, they have client trust.
That's Jim Kelleher, a tech analyst with Argus Research. He says the core business HP is now in, managing data, is growing. Brent Bracelin from Pacific Crest Research says even though that business is threatened by cloud computing, HP has time to make a transition.
That $110 billion worth of infrastructure that they sell annually doesn't move to the cloud overnight.
In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.